Press Review.
UN says $1 billion required to contain Ebola outbreak. Russia dispatches military crew to Arctic. U.S. troops may return to Iraq. The Guardian reports that U.S. President Barack Obama called the Ebola epidemic in West Africa a potential threat to global security as the White House pledged to send 3,000 troops to fight the worst ever outbreak of the disease in history. The Daily notes that while in Atlanta, Obama met with healthcare professionals from Emory University, where two American aid workers infected with the deadly disease were successfully treated and released last month after being given doses of an experimental drug. Another American infected with Ebola is receiving treatment at Emory, while a fourth is receiving treatment at Nebraska Hospital, the article reminds. Overall, almost $1 billion is needed to contain the Ebola epidemic raging across Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone, which could infect up to 20,000 people if unchecked by the end of the year, the UN warned, as the U.S. pledged to send troops to help contain the world's biggest ever outbreak. More than 2,400 people have died from the virus, for which there is no approved cure in this outbreak. The Moscow Times writes that Russia's Western Military District said Tuesday that 25 military aircraft crews would be dispatched to the Arctic to participate in tactical exercises. The maneuvers are meant to rehearse the protection of air borders, the interception of aerial targets and airstrikes, and gauge the capabilities of air attack and air defense systems, according to comments by a military district spokesperson. The Daily notes that exercises will run through the end of the week. Meanwhile, more than 1,000 servicemen from the Baltic Fleet took part in military drills in the Russian exclave of Kaliningrad on Tuesday. The newspaper reminds that last week the defense ministry said the country had begun constructing new military bases in the Arctic. The announcement was followed by the arrival of the country's northern naval fleet in the region, where it conducted military drills. The Telegraph reports that America's top military officer admitted for the first time on Tuesday that U.S. ground troops may need to return to Iraq to defeat the Islamic State. General Martin Dempsey said U.S. troops could be embedded as advisors with Iraqi forces during missions to retake jihadist-occupied cities or to help guide American jets during complicated airstrikes. The newspaper highlights that his words raise the specter of so-called mission creep, with U.S. forces being dragged further into a foreign conflict, noting that this will likely alarm the American public, which is firmly opposed to ground troops returning to the Middle East. At the same time, the statements also appear to contradict President Barack Obama's definitive promise to a war-weary country that the campaign against ISIL will not involve American combat troops fighting on foreign soil, the newspaper reminds. The White House appeared to signal it would ignore any recommendation from General Dempsey to deploy ground troops to Iraq. The article reports that Josh Earnest, the White House press secretary, said this was a hypothetical scenario and that Obama would take the final decision on any deployment.